Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Law Talk on Joy Drive.
Beck Dahl, partner at Nichols Family Lawyers. Good afternoon.
Hello, Warren.
How are you?
I'm excited to be in here with you.
I'm excited to see you. We've always got something interesting to talk about, but something that has caught my eye recently has been a number of reports about foster care and about how there is an increasing need for foster carers, but at the same time, it seems that fewer people are putting their hands up to be foster carers. So what's going on, Beck?
Yeah, look, it's always a good time to talk about foster care, but the demand for this really important service is on the rise, and the number of children in Victoria's out-of-home programs has increased 14% since 2018, and we need more foster carers for that demand. They do amazing work, foster carers, and it's really important.
So let's go back to the basics. Firstly, what is foster caring? I mean, it's obviously different to adoption.
Yeah, always good to start with the basics. I like that. Foster care is the temporary care of children by accredited foster carers. So really their job is to provide a supportive living environment for children that can't live with their birth parents. And that might be because it's not safe for them. Their birth parents can't provide proper housing for them. Their parents are in prison. Children have been neglected, or there's substance or other sort of health concerns.
So when we speak about being a foster carer, is there a standard approach or some sort of arrangement, or can there be different approaches?
Yeah, look, there's actually lots of different arrangements. So some people are foster carers for emergency situations. So when a child's had to be removed urgently from their parents' care, and sometimes they're placed with short-term emergency foster carers until they can find a more long-term solution. But then there's other foster carers who do that more long-term care. So they might have children with them for months or years. It's meant to be a temporary measure,
right?
But it can go on in some cases for years. And then obviously then people might look at permanent caring or adoption as well.
So it must be challenging, but I imagine it's also rewarding to be a foster carer.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no doubt it's challenging because you're dealing with children who have been removed from their parents, and often that can be, from a source of trauma. So you're dealing with that. But, I mean, all the foster carers that I've spoken with find it so fulfilling and, a loving experience bringing a child into their home like that.
We're chatting with Beck Dahl, partner at Nichols Family Lawyers, about being a foster carer. Beck, I want to ask you, can anyone be a foster carer, or is there certain criteria?
Excellent question, Warren. look, it's quite a broad criteria, but there are some certain boxes you have to tick. So you need to be an Australian citizen or a permanent resident. You have to be at least 21 years old. I don't think I should have been left in charge of a child when I was 21, but that's the age.
A responsible 21-year-old.
Responsible, exactly. have a spare bedroom in your home for a child. Have a current police and working with children check. There's certain checks you have to do around health, home environment, and then there's training and accreditation as well. But look, apart from that, you can be single, you can have a partner, you can be from any culture or religion, any gender, sexuality, sexual orientation, anything really. You can have children of your own, or you might not. You can own or rent your home, work, study, really any lifestyle is good as long as you've met those first few criteria.
I mean, it sounds quite broad, really. Like, yeah. It doesn't sound like there's, apart from the checks, a lot of hurdles to get over.
That's right. And look, the criteria has broadened over time as well. It used to be sort of, couples and straight couples,
okay, right.
But now it really is open to a much broader range, which is great.
Good, and so it should be.
Yeah.
Do you know how many, this is a question without notice.
Thank you.
How many foster carers there are in Victoria?
Lucky for you, Warren, I do know the answer to that. At the moment in Victoria, there's about 1,800 volunteer foster carers, uh-huh. But we do need a lot more of them.
I expected a lot more, to be honest.
Yeah, I did too, actually. So, yeah, look, there's definitely scope for a lot more.
We're chatting with Beck Dale, partner at Nichols Family Lawyers, about being a foster carer. Will you hang around for a little bit?
I will.
Because next we're going to find out how you become a foster carer. If you've got any questions on foster care, you can text them in on 0427 569 949. You're on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive family, get in touch.
Text 0427 569 949.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app.
We're chatting with Beck Dale, partner at Nichols Family Lawyers, about being a foster carer. Beck, the most important question of all, how do we become a foster carer?
Yeah, so look, the best place to start is going to the website of the Foster Care Association of Victoria. So they're the peak body for the community service organisations who connect children with potential foster carers. So you might have heard of the Department of Families, Fairness and Housing, uh-huh. which used to be DHS. They're involved in the decisions to remove children on a government level, but the connecting of children with foster carers is actually undertaken by community organisations, not the government. So you might have heard of some of them, Berry Street, Anglicare, MacKillop Family Services. And on their website, the Foster Care Association puts it really well, where they say, foster carers across Victoria welcome children and young people into their hearts and their homes. Their families come in all shapes and sizes. Some are single, while others are partnered. Some have biological children, others don't. Some are LGBTIQA+. Carers come from every cultural background, social background and income level, but every single one of them cares about children and wants to make a difference. And I think that's like a really beautiful way of putting it. But yeah, you Google Foster Care Association of Victoria or you can call them on 94164292. And if you know one of those organisations like Berry Street, for example, you can actually go straight to them too.
And have a chat to them.
That's right. And it usually takes about 6 to 9 months to become accredited.
So if someone's listening and they're thinking, you know what, I really do want to become a foster chair, foster carer.
It's a hard word.
Or I want to investigate it. What obligations does a foster carer need to be willing to take on?
Yeah. So look, there are obligations and responsibilities, understandably. And primarily it's about putting the best interests of the child or the young person they're taking in first. But they have to provide a safe and nurturing home, encourage the child's learning and I've caught your disease. You've now, Warren, I can't talk. Education and learning and respecting and maintaining the child's connection to their family, community and culture. And culture can mean gender, sexual orientation, sexual identity, cultural background, all those sorts of things. Foster carers really need to be promoting that.
Are there any forms of financial support available for foster carers?
Yeah, look, there is some. I mean, look, the reality is that when you take in a child under foster care, you do take on the financial responsibility for them. But foster carers can receive a fortnightly allowance from the Department of Families, Fairness and Housing. It's based on the individual child's needs and really is to contribute to their day-to-day living expenses. And the minimum is about $420 a fortnight, up to about $1,700 a fortnight. But, I mean, that's... kids are expensive.
Yeah, and at least though, if you're thinking, you know what, I can't afford to support a child, at least there is financial help available.
Well, that's right. And look, about 75% of foster carers do report spending their own money on supporting children. But look, if you are interested, again, the Department of Families, Fairness and Housing and the Foster Care Association can give you some more information around what financial support is available.
Beck, if people want to find out more about possibly becoming a foster carer, where where do they go?
Yeah, look, the best place I would suggest is the Foster Care Association of Victoria website or the Department of Families, Fairness and Housing. They call themselves this week. They tend to change it a little bit. Yeah, but if you Google either the department or the association, you'll be able to find some really good resources.
Beck, great to chat with you. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Warren.
And don't forget, that's Beck Dahl, our partner at Nichols Family Lawyers. And if you've missed any of this chat, it will be podcast. Just head to joy.org.au/joydrive or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Joy Drive.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.